Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. Check those out and use them to your advantage. That's The Third Ingredient with the number three, by the way. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend. He's a futurist extraordinaire. We couldn't do without him. The first person to popularize the paradigm shift concept, which is one of the things that changed my life. The implications wheel, I talk about when I talk about the implications wheel in speeches, which I do from time to time, referencing you. Yep. People in the audience say, "We know about that. We've seen that." So it's pretty yep. fun seeing how many people.
Jim Schreier, my trainer, is out in Colorado training people this week.
There you go. So, folks, check it out, yep. joelbarker.com, if you want to find out more about what Joel does. Hey, Joel, all my life, well, of course, as you know, I'm a pilot. And,
right.
And all my life, I've been fascinated with flight. And I remember as a boy reading Boy's Life and Science, what was the magazine?
Popular Science,
all that back in the days.
Yep.
There was almost every other month there was a flying car on the cover, wasn't there? And
yeah, there was.
And I loved it. I just couldn't wait. And now I'm thinking, you know, is this going to happen in my lifetime? But it looks like it might.
Well, if Israel has anything to say about it, they have a company called Urban Aeronautics, which is, you know, you think about urban and aeronautics, they shouldn't go together. But it is, in fact, a kind of helicopter. They're calling it a flying car because they want you to think about it that way. But it's basically, if you think about a window fan, tripled in size, one in front of the passenger compartment, one behind the passenger compartment, blowing downwards. That is the basic design of this thing, and they have one that works.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to full-scale development. The idea is basically to carry six people, like a taxi, land, take off in the city, go 170 miles an hour horizontal,
wow.
so it will get you to, you know, to get you to the airport fast. It's serious. They have non-passenger carrying kind of robotic ones that they've
right.
done, and they work fine.
Right.
So
think about this for delivery of goods, and I mean Amazon will be all over this. My concern for this thing. Is I need to study it some more. Is when you're in an airplane, when you're flying, you don't have two axis. You don't have pitch and yaw. You have the roll axis too, and
yes.
and so you have all three axis, and
yep.
and so that the stability. You know they don't call them. You got vertical stabilizers and horizontal stabilizers.
Yep.
And so I'm going to be anxious to see how they're going to stabilize this thing. So it doesn't flip over and you know, when you turn
exactly.
you turn a fan like that up on its side, and now you're just going sideways. How do you recover from that? It's like recovering from a stall in an airplane. It's going to be interesting to see how they do that.
There's a short answer to that, which was just simply that the electronics and the sensors for action in space, in three-dimensional space, is so much better nowadays. That they're probably going to compensate with the speed of the blades, but I don't know that for sure.
They're probably going to have some other gyros, too. Not only gyros, but also maybe some side propulsion, some kind of an offsetting propulsion like some of the vertical takeoff airplanes have. But it'll be fascinating. So you're thinking that they might be close to production?
Well, they're saying they're going to full-scale development now. They're taking up to the very question that you're asking.
Right.
People, all they have to do is Google City Hawk, one word, City Hawk, and they can see the vehicle and its flying pattern. Here's my concern. When it comes down to land in the city, what do you think the down thrust is going to do to all the dirt and the stuff?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yep, you're going to have to have landing areas.
That's going to be their big stopper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but here's the question, though, and this leads us to the next new topic you brought up. This group that's doing the Cellebot architectural design of how to build new cities and everything.
Yep.
What if you could design a city without streets?
Yeah.
Without
I mean, walkways
that require cars.
Vehicle streets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Carless cities.
Think about the city hawks landing on the roofs. So those are clean.
Right.
And then you take the elevator down to the street and you walk, you don't have to worry about that. So that would be one thing that would be happening. The other thing that Calabo is doing, or Celebo, I'm not sure which of the pronunciation, he's French, Vincent, is he is also showing that the density of a city is going to go vertical. And I don't know if it's happening in your area, but in the Twin Cities area, everybody's coming back to the center of the city. Minneapolis is going vertical. St. Paul is going vertical. Kids, millennials, want to live downtown. So that'll be put that together, and now you have the city getting denser, and you get you take the cars out, and instead you replace them with full-scale flying cars, and it becomes a different world.
Yeah. And if that comes to pass, folks, which I'm seeing it myself, I'm seeing these implications myself, these trends myself, I should say. But Joel, the implication of this is something I've been warning people about for 4 or 5 years, and that is in the future. Subdivision ghost towns, subdivisions,
or subdivision ghettos,
Or something like that. Yeah. It's a concern. The new generations are going to turn the way America lives upside down. They're doing it, already doing it. So, just to think about those implications. Joel, last thoughts.
I would add one thought
seconds.
To that too.
Quickly,
by the way,
very quick.
Okay. With the hypertube development, all of a sudden we may have subdivisions that are 200 miles away, and you can get from their subdivision to downtown in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that would be great, except getting me in a tube, that's going to be another topic. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, I will be right back. We're going to talk about, landmine eating machines. How about that?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.